July 8. He that is dead is freed from sin. Romans 6:7. Our old nature causes us much trouble. As long as we are controlled by that corrupt, defiled, wretched nature, we cannot possess divine life. So we must find a way to get rid of the old nature. But the trouble is, we do not realize how corrupt the human nature inside us is, and so we are not anxious to be delivered from it. There are some diseases like gangrene which cannot be treated by doctors. If gangrene sets in on a part of the leg, there is no remedy except cut off that part. God says very clearly in the Bible that human nature is incurably corrupt. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. It cannot be changed by any human power. Many have tried to change it by education or social reform, but have failed. By money or prosperity, or even by fasting, penance, and long prayers, man's heart cannot be changed. The only remedy is the old nature of man must die. Our sinful nature must die. There is no other way to get rid of it. Only then can divine life flow into us. For that purpose, the Lord Jesus Christ had to die. He died so that we may die to sin. The Lord Jesus did no sin. No man could bring any charge against him or find any fault in his words or deeds. He was perfectly holy and pure. At the same time, he was endued with all the power to rebuke the wind and storm and make the sea calm. Matthew 8:26. So great was his power that no man could have laid his hands on him. Yet he allowed wicked men to pierce his hands and feet and nail him to the cross. He died to save sinners. He died to take away the condemnation of our sin. He died to take away our punishment. Also, he died to bring us into new power, which will help us to die to our old nature. Many people fail to understand this latter part. No doubt they believe in the first part. They believe that Christ died to take away the punishment of their sins. But they do not believe the second part, that he died to take away their willpower and their own wisdom to get victory over their temptations. The result is, they go on falling into sin again and again. You can never conquer sin that way. The only way is this. By faith, you must take into you the power of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.